1077 RKR, it's a Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com, joined on the phone once again by a special guest. He is the head referee for the Puppy Bowl. Welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show, Dan Schachner. Good morning, Dan. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely, and we're very excited for your return to the Rocker Morning Show, because that means it's the return of the Puppy Bowl, which is... arguably the greatest sports game that takes place throughout the entire year. I mean, it's hard to argue.
You're preaching to the choir here. You know I'm going to agree with that statement 100%.
Oh, man. So you guys scout your puppies for this event all over the U.S., Puerto Rico, the British Virgin Islands. What's the demand like for shelters to get their puppies into this event?
It is huge, and that's the hardest part of the job. Not only does our roster size grow every year, as you said, we got 150 dogs this year. That's our most ever amount of adoptable dogs. If history is any indication, they will all be adopted by the time Puppy Bowl is over, because we are a call to adoption event. But it is hard to, you know, it's hard to say no. I think the reason we get bigger every year is because it's getting harder to say no, and there is so much demand. But it's simple, because at some point, with shelters, as much as we want to be involved, we have to showcase as big a variety as possible. So at some point, we got to say, all right, you know what? We got enough Chihuahuas, or we got enough Great Danes, or we got enough sheepdogs, and we got to move on to something else. So that helps us kind of, you know, but it really has to be a rainbow of dogs. Yeah.
I was going to say, this is, you broke some records this year with the amount of puppies that you're going to have in the Puppy Bowl. How many different areas, how many different shelters are featured this year?
Yeah. 72, and that's the United States, most of the states in this country, as well as Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And it's exciting, because our relationships with our shelters not only grow every year, each shelter that we work with, by the time they're done with Puppy Bowl, say, you know what, you know, you showcase, let's say, Snowball last year. Snowball won the MVP. Not only did Snowball get adopted, Snowball's siblings got adopted. Snowball's parents, the mom is sometimes... These parents languish in shelters much longer than their puppy counterparts.
Wow.
And, you know, they got adopted too. So the impact is lasting and much bigger.
I was talking with one of my friends, and I was telling them about the Puppy Bowl and just how much I love it and how big it's grown. And I was kind of joking, but I'm like, you know what? Like, I could see this turning into a full blown league. There might have to be with the amount of puppies that you guys are doing, you guys might have to have a whole playoff with a bunch of teams.
We're thinking about that. It would be smart to at least have like a Pro Bowl, maybe just some like, yeah, some event just before the Puppy Bowl for the overflow.
Right.
So the Pro Bowl can be, you know, is there for those all-star players, and we could do the same thing for our all-star players. I agree. It is getting big.
And there's an official watch party actually happening in downtown Kalamazoo, because the SPCA of Southwest Michigan has a puppy this year. Dan is going to be playing in the Puppy Bowl, named after Dan Campbell, of course. Super exciting when we found out about this.
Dan, I remember very carefully from watching him, and there's a lot of speed and spunk on that dog. So I would just watch out for Dan. I'm going to call him the sleeper, and I would tell your fans to watch out for him. He's going to make a little bit of a splash at Puppy Bowl, is my prediction.
I want you guys to check out the Puppy Bowl this year and every year. It's on Animal Planet, Discovery, TBS, True TV, Max, Discovery Plus, February 8th. Dan, always awesome to talk to you, and good luck this year and with the next round of puppies that are coming your way.
Thank you. Yes, look out for Dan on Sunday.
Thanks, man.
Sleeper.
We talked way more about this year's Puppy Bowl and prior Puppy Bowls on the on-demand button on the 107.7 RKR app. The full interview is available to download right now.